Lie, 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 la 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 lai la la lai la 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 la. Shalom, חברים.
Our friends, friends on duty are the groups of North America. Go ahead.
Salt Lake City, בבקשה.
Salt Lake City. Rav says, I think there was an earthquake.
I'm hearing feedback. I'll just continue. Hopefully you can hear me. This morning, the friends in Salt Lake were woken up by an earthquake. We were shaken. And I remember from Rav's lesson yesterday that the Creator's shaking us awake, trying to wake us up. And I am so grateful for this awakening, to be here on the path with you friends. There's a new sense of urgency with the coronavirus around the world and everything, and I really feel like we're being forced to live in a better way, less driving, taking care of each other, watching out for one another, staying away from infecting each other, and we're being shown this, and I'm just glad to see it through the lens of our Rav. That's all I have, friends. Behind.
The physical separation that we are feeling is causing something else to grow, a longing for each other. Imagine that the thoughts that we have towards each other and the feelings that we have are not just thoughts and not just feelings, but imagine that a nervous system was growing in these thoughts and we could feel like the response of a toothache, how our thought is touching our friend, how their heart is, that we would feel it like an electrical charge through those nerves. Something like this is growing between us. If we can grow this on behalf of the world and feel towards them the need and the sensitivity, the new kind of body that we need to have. If we can feel this and do this on their behalf and feel what they need, then that is a prayer fulfilled and something we should search for together in the lesson, to feel each other in this way, in a very real way, above the bodies. Thanks.
We'll read a an excerpt from Shamati 41. One who wants to work, one who wants to serve the Creator on the path of truth and checks himself each time, if he's willing to work with total soul devotion and with all your heart, then he sees that he's always lacking the aspect of faith, meaning he always has deficiencies in this aspect. And only when he has faith, he can feel that he sits always in front of a king. And while feeling the greatness of the king, then he can discover the love in two sides. The good side and on the side of the harsh judgment. And that's why a person is asking for the truth, is the one who is needful of the light of faith. And such a person, if he hears or sees some remedy by which to attain the light of faith, he is happy as one who finds a great treasure. And the question from James, Salt Lake City.
Active workshop question. How can we use the power of faith to show the world that there are no difficult laws, but only repairs? Again, how can we use the power of faith to show the world that there are no difficult laws, but only repairs?
But Andre, can you speak?
The power of faith is she thinks differently. I agree with what Chaim said, love of friends. That's the way to show the world.
Justin?
How about David Brown?
Maybe someone else should enter. I need to have a head usher, like in a radio or TV, when the connection drops, immediately someone comes in and speaks in their place. But don't just leave this dead air.
I think we are focused right now.
As you continue.
I'm pretty much done. Go ahead, Dima.
We can only realize that we can use everything that is happening as a correction only with the help of the time, with the help of the friends, and to turn this visible hurdles and difficulties and craziness to turn into actual correction, but only possible with the friends within the 10.
We have to use our connection, our unity, to develop more arvut and to develop a better vessel to be fit the Creator's qualities between us. Otherwise, we will not be able to convey light to the humanity to fulfill our goal. Next.
Igor, ask a silent question now, please.
Yeah. Question for a silent workshop. Each friend thinks, how can we connect with soul devotion and connect humanity to the Creator? Again, each friend thinks, how can we connect with soul devotion and connect humanity to the Creator?
La 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 la